Hi, I'm Al Majoros. I am a three-year cancer survivor. My blog, The Cancer Warrior, is one of the top 10 breast cancer blogs, according to blogs.com. I'm here to bring a fresh, upbeat perspective to a topic that to some may seem scary. A positive mental attitude got me through my cancer, and I hope to share that with you. If you have an old laptop or computer in your house, would you just throw it away, or would you donate it to make a child going through chemo happy? Well, that's what Martin does of Laptops of Love. He refurbishes old computers and donates them to children all across the country who are going through treatment, and he personalizes them for each child. Let's meet him right now. How are you today, Martin?
Good. How are you?
Great. So let's jump right in and tell me about Laptops of Love and how you got it started.
Well, let's see. Laptops of Love is, as you said, a charity for children with cancer that are kids that are going through chemotherapy or homebound due to the cancer. What we do is, I guess, more like it has prongs, you might say, different things, but it all comes down to this. We recycle what's for many used laptops or desktops, depending upon what is it the child needs. We then add a completely new operating system that's more designed closer for the age of the child.
Nice.
That many times is faster than pretty much most of the new stuff that's out. And as well as we develop and do a lot of R&D where educational programs and things of that nature are concerned too. So we recycle and refurb or refresh, however you want to call that, or whichever one coin phrase you'd like to use, to help kids with cancer here in the U.S. and hopefully throughout the world.
Oh, very cool. Now, how did you come up with this idea?
Well, let's see. My niece, her daughter, she developed a tumor between the stem and the brain.
Mm-hmm.
And what I saw happening was kind of how the family seemed to be our family all seemed to be in disarray when it came to the information and getting, you know, knowing where everybody's at, where everybody was at and what was going on. It was kind of scary. And I knew if I felt like that, I can only imagine if she wasn't being told everything that was going on, then she must be scared to death.
So right.
3.5-year-old, you know, I had a friend that had given me a laptop at the time, and we decided to work on it, we fixed it, and we shipped it to Nora. She went through her chemotherapy stage and all of that, and is now sort of out her first cancer-free.
Excellent.
She's almost five now.
Excellent.
It's been an interesting road, and I've met a lot of wonderful people because of it. There's always something good in the negative, you know?
Yes,
and
I agree.
And you have to look. And as far as having met a mutual friend of ours who passed recently.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He was one of those people that helped us to get started with the website at the beginning. So I look every day to see something from him in some mannerism, you know, and it keeps going from there.
Yes, and we are talking about Donald Wilhelm, who is pretty much a lot of my friend and your friend's inspiration, and definitely, mm-hmm. definitely one of my heroes. And it was very sad when he had passed away, because that was,
yes.
I think that was kind of a shock to everybody.
Yeah, I was quite surprised at how much, I didn't realize how much he meant to me.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, I just didn't realize.
So tell me how he inspired you for your website and for Laptops of Love.
Well, I knew at the beginning this wasn't something that I could take on all by my lonesome.
Right.
And I knew that it also had to be done for free.
Right.
You know, everything. And
right, because as our listeners know, if they're going through treatment, buying a laptop, even as inexpensive as they are now, that's, you know, that $400 or $500 or whatever, even if you just buy a cheap one, could go towards, you know, prescriptions or medical bills or just regular everyday bills that you have to pay.
Well, these children, that's part of the thing. A lot of the kids that I was worried about that were being left behind were the ones that were not able to afford these things.
Right.
And it was the ability to give this to them so that while they were in the hospital, that they could stay you know, over the internet, they could stay in contact with their family and their friends.
Yes.
And it wouldn't be such a lonely ordeal for them. And that's that was my hope and is still my greatest hope. And so I think that with the things that I have in place on the timeline that I've got, we'll talk about that too at some point. It's going to be it's a growing process. Everything is, of course. This is where we're at a stage now to where finding the laptops, as you said, as inexpensive as they are, I've given my own personal laptop up. It doesn't bother me. And the ones that I've gotten, the few that, you know, they're not like, this isn't something that's like falling out of trees.
Right, exactly.
And so it makes it really hard, though, with the amount of tons, when you look it up, at how many are just tossed every year.
Oh, yes.
It amazes me that for as little as I've got, 1.8 billion tons of electronic waste a year? Something of that nature, and it just amazes me that I have as little coming in as I do.
Oh, and I think that's the purpose of this podcast, is to get the word out there, because most people probably think once their laptop is old...
Not at all.
That it's done, and they just throw it away, or, you know, that's it, and it ends up in a landfill or in the trash, or, you know, and just think of how much it could help a child.
Exactly.
I had a very slow laptop before I upgraded, and I can just imagine being in the hospital, you know, all that time and just wanting to talk to my friends on either Facebook or Twitter or just, you know, surfing the internet and seeing what's going on or write my blog or anything like that.
Well, I've shipped ones that have, you know, webcams so that they can talk. I had one person, I mean, I don't, and we don't parade anything that we do
right
in front of anybody.
Right.
It's a very, very, very rare thing that we even will allow that to happen, because this is something very personal.
Right. So when I'm sorry to interrupt, but do you just get information from the parents and then send them the laptops anonymously, or?
No.
How does that?
We go through a caseworker from the hospital calls
okay.
us. Gives us the main pertinent information to get things started. The process goes where we'll pull a computer that's most likely fits the child.
Okay.
At that point, age range, so on, so on. You know, not something too bulky for a five-year-old. That kind of, you know what I mean? So not only are we looking at that, we're looking at, I have another friend that has a site that does nothing but pretty much free music. It's all up and coming people, and we have discs depending upon what the child's likes are or discs, you know what I mean. And we load that music into it. We load specific games that they like. If it's within our range and there's no copyrights, infringements, or anything like that, mind you, but. The games that we load, a lot of times, are all gotten for free. So, like I said, everything has to be free. And they're all, you know, 100% legal, like, in that sense. But at the end, it's a computer that's not just, like, just a laptop you buy off the shelf. It's a laptop that was designed from basically the ground up using a refurbished, recycled laptop with everything new, and, you know, with all the programming is new.
That's awesome.
And as cutting edge as I can possibly keep it.
Wow.
You know, whatever I can do.
Now, have you gotten any feedback from any of the parents? Laptops have you...
This year?
This year, have you donated so far?
This year has only some 23.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
This year.
Well, we got to up that number for you. For sure.
Yeah, I was hoping for myself. I wanted to get it to where we were helping a minimum of, believe it or not, 500 kids a year.
Wow, that would be sweet.
Yeah, but the sad part is that there's that many to help.
I know, exactly.
That part. But donations, I mean, everything that we do, I have friends, a few friends that are programmers that particularly, these are not the type of people that are out there looking for the huge paycheck.
Right.
That's not what they're here, and they're doing what they're doing because they love the idea of helping.
Exactly.
And they believe in what I'm doing, and they stand behind what I do and what I, my beliefs. And it's beyond rewarding when you have these type of people around you.
Oh, I understand that. I completely understand that. I mean, that's, you know, one of the reasons why I think I surf Twitter and Facebook so much. I mean, I found you guys on probably Twitter or Facebook.
I believe so. I mean, we're
always on it.
LinkedIn and what else?
I know, we're everywhere. Now I have a Tumblr page and I'm just like social media type A junkie. But, you know, I think finding the people like yourself who the most important part is the kids, not you getting the recognition or the reward, but, you know, some, you know, maybe 12-year-old girl or whatever who just would like to write a Caring Bridge page and keep her friends informed on what's going on.
If they ever want to meet my inspiration, they can go to Caring Bridge.
Oh, excellent.
And look up Nora White.
So that is that Caring Bridge / Nora White?
Yeah.
Okay.
The you know, where you can visit, I don't know exactly what that is, but it's the Caring Bridge, and they can look her up, just the entire story there of the whole ordeal.
Right. Yeah. So how are people getting a hold of you as far as getting laptops to you or desktops?
To me?
Yes. Like, how did the first few people find out about you, or was this just through word of mouth?
Well,
or?
I can think back. The very first person was a gentleman by the name of Chris Stitzel. He gave me that first laptop that went out. So to him, I will always thank. Without him, that little beginning push wouldn't have happened. And I think from there, I just started talking to people. And it was the neatest thing because the way that people were being placed in front of me. Mm-hmm. I would go to the show and to take a break with my girlfriend, and a gentleman in front of us was using an iPod, and I bent over. I was like, wow, is that thing? He's like, yeah, this is it. And I looked, and he asked what I did, and I told him, and he goes, oh, you have a card? I've got some computers, some laptops, and we just got new ones.
Oh, excellent.
So things like that, but they keep happening.
Mm-hmm. So
the gentleman that came to the house, I downsized, so I'm in a small house, so that I had more money to utilize of my own to do this.
Excellent.
You know, well, the gentleman that came to the house to fix up the faucet had I don't even know how much you could say stuff for me that I don't know 50, 60 desktops.
Wow.
But I can use some of them. Some of them got to the point of being too old. We're like going back into Commodore, and I'm like, whoa. You know, and
now you're dating yourself and me as well.
That's
so
too old. I can go back to, I can do the end of Pentium 2s, where they have the memory that's not the old clamp down.
So is that, what year is that?
That would be, it's not necessarily dependent upon the year, because there's like 99, 98.
Okay.
It's kind of dependent more, because some of them were made 3 years prior, but they've got newer memory.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So it's hard to pinpoint that. So I'd say you really just got to take a peek. And if it's PC 100 memory or PC 133, the easiest way is to look and go, oh, it's Pentium 2. Well, you know what? Chances are I can use most of that.
Excellent. Now, do you just do PCs or do you Macs as well?
Macs, everything.
Excellent. Awesome.
So it's not a one thing or another. And then the stuff that I don't utilize, I take and find ways to make something else from them that can be put onto a website that can be sold to be so that all the money then is utilized again, comes back to Laptops of Love and put in that account so that we can get more memory and we can get more of those things that we need. But I try to use everything that I possibly can for when it comes to recycling.
Right.
You know, use memory, whatever I can get. I don't try to buy anything new.
That's
you know,
awesome.
Unless it's an absolute must. So that's a big thing with us. And the best part is, because of it going that way, we've found a lot of new avenues for a lot of things, and that's what's created even some of the programs that we've got. And there's a it's a specific type of recycling that we do. And there's only one of three places, as far as I'm aware of, in the world that do it. And in the end, I mean, it's something that can be, if it's done right, you could sustain a country on it.
Really?
So it's a very unique process.
Wow.
And it's a collection of a lot of old ideas all put together that created a new one. That's what happened. And the book that's written on it, it's not one that's a published book or anything of that nature. It's just a manual on how to set it up. So
you're basically saving the environment and helping kids at the same time.
Yeah, it's what it's doing.
Awesome. That's very awesome.
And we're getting. I have some family members also that are in the medical field of different levels, but we're trying to get to a point to where we're looking into an herbal candy for the kids that are in chemo, mm-hmm. that'll help with the throwing up.
Right.
But something that's something that's herbal. They've got enough poison they're going to get put into them.
Right. You don't have to tell me about that. I know all about that. Unfortunately,
okay, I know. Well, at least I figured, I looked at it like, well, if it tastes good and they eat it, then it works. And
yeah, exactly.
What's a little sugar, or whatever. If I can find something really good, then, I mean, it's not something that I want to market or I ever want to market. I just want it to be used here. Use it. If it works, use it. Just whatever I can do to make it, to cover the cost, to produce more of it, then that's fine. It doesn't matter to me beyond that.
Right.
So, and then we're getting into the school letter writing program where we're going to try to start that. That's kind of from kids all over the country where they can write in. And when we ship out a laptop, I want to stick a bunch of letters in there.
Oh, awesome.
From just kids all over the country. And they can ask questions or whatever of the kids that it's going to. This way, I thought, and I don't know if it's still the same, but I remember, boy, I used to get a letter. It was pretty exciting.
Oh, yeah. When you had a pen pal.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, and I think that would be great. I mean, I know that a lot of people don't write letters anymore, but even if the kid who wrote the letter gave their email address, the person could use their new laptop. The child could use their new laptop and write to their new pen pal. I mean, that's awesome.
Well, we will great eventually idea. Be linking all of the laptops together to a site so that they can all intermingle amongst themselves and. That way, a child that's maybe scared or something that needs someone to talk to, that may not be their parents, and it,
right.
But they need to talk to somebody that's going through the same thing, maybe even the same age. Well, they can go on there, and there'll be somebody somewhere else that's going through the same thing that they can ask questions of.
And that's
Mike. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, and that's kind of important, especially for kids, because I know a lot of the adults that I talk to who are childhood cancer survivors had a hard time. Dealing with it because it's hard to explain to a child what's going on.
Yeah.
And with companies.
How much are you right on that all by itself? Mm-hmm. It's incredible the amount of information. And in the end, for me, the whole purpose of this is to give them something that's going to make them smile and giggle and laugh because when the child's in a good mood, the nurse is in a good mood. And when the nurse is in a good mood, the doctor's in a good mood. And when the doctor's in a good mood, then everything's working right.
Exactly. Exactly.
So that's kind of how we go by a rule of thumb. If this thing doesn't make me laugh, I'm not sending it out.
Exactly. So do you have an S on your chest for Superman, Martin? Because it kind of seems like
I am just a man. I am just a man.
I know
all.
You are. It's just
that's all.
Awesome, because when we had talked, I had no idea that you had all of this going on and that you're trying to do all of this for people. And that's just
and the tip. That's
awesome.
Just the tip of the iceberg on top of having trying to run a business.
Right.
And for anybody out there, if you want to run that business, boy, I'll tell you what, if the idea is, man, I want to do this to make a lot of money, forget it.
Well, there's more ways to get paid than money.
Yes, there is, and that's the kind of thing I found out, and it changed my whole world. And I know that I'm doing what I think I told you this, but I'm doing exactly what I'm supposed to be doing.
Exactly.
And I know it in my heart, and nothing can persuade me from
that. Right, and I agree with that too, because I've talked about that on the show before about how I believe in fate. And you know, when there's some days where I'm just like, oh, you know what, I don't know if I'm doing the right thing. It always seems like, you know, God or the universe or whatever always shows me the right path, going, okay, you know, either someone will call me and say, you know, I need help, or something amazing will happen where I'll be like, all right, well, I shouldn't doubt what I'm doing because I am in the right place.
Right. And absolutely right.
And it's just fantastic. It's just amazing.
That's what makes you get up and drink your coffee and get in the car and come to the studio and do a show.
Too much coffee, but that's another show. But so when people want to donate laptops or anything to you, desktops or money or anything, how do they get a hold of you?
They can go to the website at laptopsoflove.com.
Okay.
I have a second site, too, that actually got, it was linked because I, from all of this, I quit smoking. It's just, I just said to myself, you know, I'm done.
Well, it might have been that whole cancer thing and smoking. Just a guess.
Probably.
just
who knows?
A guess.
but I don't want to say anything that I'm not sure of, so I'll just say I quit because it was time.
Yes.
And I was done, and it's been over a year, and I haven't had one problem. I don't have any problems, but I put this next site up, or I should say I helped. I don't know how you put that. 99.9% helped.
Right.
And I've made sure that there's some free help on it, which
is
one, and with a 2 and a B, smokefree. At WordPress.com, and there's some ebooks on there, and I think there'll be a couple more sponsors that would like us to put their, what we call the e-cigarettes, the electronic cigarettes. There's one I found that I thoroughly enjoyed their when I spoke with them. They're good people, so I had a feeling of trust.
Right.
So that's why they're on there. But other than that, I have other sites that are coming up that we're trying to open up. The Project Nora site is basically just the offshoot, and we're moving Project Nora out of Laptops of Love and over to its own site. It deserves its own.
Okay, so you'll be setting that up, and we can check that out on Laptops of Love.
Yes.
What about an email that we can get a hold of?
That'll all go through. You'll have Laptops of Love. I'll be updating that.
Okay.
More and more and more as this all comes due. And I think the last thing that's going on is we want to do something that'll help the kids that are homebound.
Mm-hmm.
So we thought about doing a program where if these kids would like to learn how to build their own computer.
Oh, awesome.
Well, we got plenty of stuff. And just put it in a box and let them go at it. And I was like, yeah, that's one way to do it.
That's pretty
so,
sweet.
We thought that might be something for them. And it's, like I said, especially for the homebound.
Right.
You know, between their schoolwork and so on. I'm all for the schoolwork. Believe me. I got a mother that was a teacher, and so I've, for many, many years, was fun.
Okay, so we have your laptopsoflove.com. We have you on Facebook, Laptops of Love Charity.
Mm-hmm.
And you're also on Twitter, Laptops of Love. So and you're everywhere. So if you have, so if people can't get a hold of you, they're, you know, I don't know.
There's a number. The phone number's there.
Excellent. Yes.
We're getting more and more drop off points throughout the country.
Sweet.
I mean, we do have one out in California. We do have some around where I'm located here in Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
We've got one up in New York area. I mean, so all that stuff, when it comes in, they take and box everything up and send it to me here. Now,
awesome.
Eventually, that'll be more as we grow.
Right.
We'll be able to get to that quicker, you know.
Right. Well, excellent.
So, yes.
Martin, you're awesome. Thank you so much for coming on the show today. Like I said, laptopsoflove.com. And if you can't find him, then you can find me on Facebook because I'm always there. Thanks again, Martin. I'm going to wrap up like I usually do. This is The Cancer Warrior. Like I said, you can always find me on Facebook because I am a Facebook junkie, Mal Majoros, or you can also become a fan of the show, The Cancer Warrior, on EmpowerRadio.com. Check out my blogspot, thecancerwarrior.blogspot.com. And you know what? Life looks pretty good from where I'm sitting. Sending you good vibes. It's The Cancer Warrior on EmpowerRadio.com.